Imam Musa Saad explains divine attributes of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Notice the attributes of God. What are they? They are knowledge, justice, piety, power, affection, and mercy. Then if someone is faithful to God, his faith is the root in all such attributes in him. That is why we are told to say prayer, and that salah will stop us from doing evil. Why? Because saying prayer is talking to God. It is having company with God. It is like having a seat before God. Such a company will bring us the divine attributes, since someone will get attributes from those with whom he interacts. Thus, Imam Ali is neither brave nor cowardly, is neither generous nor stingy. Then who is he? Ali is in fact a faithful servant of God. He has faith in God, but that his degree of faith is ultimate. When God tells him to accept something, he admits it. When to stop, he stops. When to go, he goes. When to grant, he grants. When to fear, he fears. Absolute submission towards God. God's satisfaction and consent is the source of all attributes in Ali. Now, Ali, who owns the ultimate and total faith, what does he say about it? Is he proud of his courage? No. Is he proud of his generosity? Never. Then what? He is proud of his obedience to Muhammad and following the religion sent by God. He tells others, "Do you know about my relationship with Prophet Muhammad? When I was six, he took me in his house, and I followed him since I was a child. He embraced me, smelled me, and I was with the Prophet either in war or peace, either in the house or outside, everywhere. And like an ardent follower who is following his master, I followed him. And every day the Prophet raised me a flag of guidance and made me follow that. And that is my position." This is what Ali is proud of: his faith, his obedience. And as we read in chapter Ali Imran, verse 31 in the Holy Quran, "Say, if you love Allah, then follow me." Thus, it was Ali's obedience that brought him so many merits and excellences.
Ulama's speech every odd day on the Call of Islam radio.